This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Monday.
Monday.
February 24th, 2025. Into the vault it goes. Forever and ever.
Does this not seem like the longest month? Like, it just seems like it's real long.
You're saying that because it's Black History Month.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but it just seems like it's
That's not like a joke. I thought, were you making a joke?
No, it just seems like a long month.
Okay. Like, I thought you were making a joke and I was taking it from you. I apologize for even thinking you were joking about that then. I clearly was, but I, you know, because it's the shortest one. So I thought you were making a little pun there.
I don't like to shorten people's history to a single month.
Poppy. I mean, it had, you know, though, I know what it is, and I hate to sound like Mr. Big Tom Know-It-All. That's just
a pile.
That's just a pop.
Yeah, that
fat
did
boy.
Sound like him.
Is because after Christmas, there is, and New Year's, there's that 6-week push of Valentine's Day. And so in your mind, it's a weird conditioning, man, because like my path through the grocery store is the same way, much like probably everybody's. You kind of go the same way, even though there's two options. I mean, maybe more. You could start in the middle and do all, I mean, it's kind of pointless, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They got buggies on both sides now. Used to, you had to go in one side and come out one side. Then everybody's like, I want to go in the entrance and exit. Everybody's like, well, yeah. God, in the future, we're going to have to like bow down and do a lot for this dollar. So, yes,
stickers
come in on
both
sides.
Stickers on the floor.
Stickers on the floor. Go this way. No. There's COVID fumes there. I don't want to.
Oh, God.
We got so many FOF calls about those
damn
stickers.
Stop saying that.
That like put FOF really like solidified it on the map. The FOF line was COVID stuff.
Oh,
either
Jesus.
Griping about it, not saying there was enough being done, or making fun of people wearing them in their cars with the windows up.
That's what it was. You look stupid, you big dummy.
I still see people wearing masks.
Yes, I see it occasionally.
And I think you should, from what I've
probably
experienced.
A lot of people, and I'm just assuming here, men and women, probably saved a lot of money on like lip filler and stuff during that time.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a lipstick.
Well, I'm talking about like the accents, the accessories, the lip filler.
You know, yeah.
They always got that look. I figured out what it is. Not a pouting or even like a get ready to kiss you face. It's about a split second before they would spit. Look, think about that in your head, or even do it with your mouth right now. Like you're going to spit.
I think
here, look. There it is. That's what they want their lips to look like. They're about to spit all over
it. Got the round mouth.
I think I need the upper one done.
Oh, here we go.
All right, look.
Look, what do you think?
Do they put articles like that in your magazines? Because as a man, I don't feel that way. Where does it come from within the women?
Don't do it that much.
Like, where's it? She's sitting here like doing like old Jimmy Carter impressions. Push her teeth all loud and everything. He just died, Paige.
I know a girl that had it done, and she did too much, and I want to tell her, like, you just ruined your lips.
Well, it's...
And it won't it go down, though?
Well, they keep getting them. It's like, you know, they get hooked.
Yeah.
It's my like bottom lip is bigger than my top lip, so I want to even it out, kind of.
Like Benjamin Buford.
Everybody's is, right? They're both not symmetrical, correct? Mm-mm. Mine's not.
Some people don't have a bottom lip. Some don't have a top.
My mom doesn't have a top.
I have a big bottom lip. Tiny. Like.
It does like Bubba Gump lip.
It's like, look at her. She's so, she just like, you know how when you suck in your gut at the pool? She just sucked in her bottom lip. Stop it. Like, she keeps doing it. And it's
she's going to get the fillers.
It's like in horror movies where they put that dental thing on the teeth where it opens the mouth all the way.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it in horror movies and pornography. Or they just
like
moves up the whole
like a mouth speculum?
Yeah, that's or whatever. Basically what it looks like.
If I had the money, I'd get it all done.
Can you put your fist in your mouth?
I haven't tried.
Go ahead.
Can you put my fist in your mouth?
Try.
You mean video?
I have a tiny mouth.
You mean video?
If I can, I cannot.
She can't even get two knuckles in.
Well, I didn't even get my camera ready. Just watching her do it would have been fun for people. All right, fat boy, now you try. We got to get something out of this.
I guess it's like not girth for me.
Wow. That's what she prefers, I guess.
There's no fist in my mouth.
Up in them guts.
You know how they say that Tuesday and Wednesday are the really only work weeks or work days of the week?
Yes.
I feel like that's where we are in the year. Like February, March, because look, you've had a couple holidays already. Mm-hmm. You don't get another one until May. So this is kind of like the Tuesday of the year.
Oh, wow.
For the next couple months at least, 2.5-3 months.
Yeah.
So it's just really going to settle
in. We didn't
get
Carter's funeral day off, though.
Oh.
No. What, is that going to be a, well, I don't know.
I mean, I think they should give us a...
We need a new holiday. What would that be?
Well, we just got Juneteenth. Now, I say that because I didn't know about it before COVID, and we started observing it as a company.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how word gets out, you know. Yeah. Somebody
at it.
One point had to say, you know what, guys, I'm not going to make you work on MLK Day.
It's like, all right.
And then it called on. I mean, I know that it started within the government, and, you know, they make it that. But, like, for businesses to follow through with that, though, it does take kind of some, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody to say something like, hey, man.
I mean, it took Greenville years and years for some reason to get it passed. But.
Like, as a white guy, I can't think of anything that we can, like, come up with that would actually, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being very honest. I mean, we got Christmas. That's a white guy thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, and I'm not even going to look at the text. I'm going to shut them off because it'll knock me off my vibe now. Because they'll say, when's White History Month? I know. I mean...
I mean, everybody likes the holidays. If we can get a new one.
Holiday. Like, in the name just says, even if it's not your holiday, how many festivals have you been to when it was not your nationality to be there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Greeks. I have come to all of yours in Greenville.
I go to your Greek weeks.
I'm not that much of an artist anymore, and I went to Artist Fair.
Well, I am one, and they wouldn't let me in. That's funny you say that.
We got to make that work. Now, some people would say Good Friday, but our company does not observe it, so I'm strictly thinking about like on the company holiday spectrum.
You're thinking from a corporate America kind of?
I don't know why they don't observe it. It seems kind of – well, I mean, if I could think about it, I would know why, but –
What?
Like on the surface, is.
Yeah, like you know how like when you go on, do you keep a calendar? Like a planner?
Yeah, it hangs on the wall.
Okay,
but you know, it hangs on the door.
So, you know, you'll look at a certain day and you'll see tiny writing on there. I try to play this game where I try to remember what it is before I get down in there and look at it because it's real small. That or my eyes ain't good.
You know, it's real small on the bottom.
I'll sit there and I'll say, God, what is it? What is it? I'm thinking the time of the year, and it's like, Ramadan or, you know, something like that.
Earth Day.
That's 420, right? Is that the way I remember
it? I don't even know when it is.
No, it's like April something, April 1st or April 2nd. No, April. Something in April.
You're thinking of May Day.
No, thinking the new 3 days of grace.
What do I think? I'm not thinking.
Here's 3 days grace with Mayday on the planet.
You're thinking of my baby mama. What do you think about? No. Wow, weird shout out.
I think April 8th.
I got to note that down. That was fun. That's funny. My daughter will enjoy that. Is that C609? Well, yeah, it is. My eyes getting bad.
We'll send her a clip.
So what can we do to get another holiday? Like, there's got to be some. And see, here's another thing, too. Like, we're like, and I'm fine with it, really, because I argued, I don't want to say argued for it, but I, like, brought a lot of attention on, like, the whole, you know, Columbus Day. And, you know, we kind of, that one's just slowly disappearing. It's renamed now or not even really discussed, which I feel bad for the people of Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, I never lost
that
day.
Was a day.
They that had was like a big day.
Yeah, it was a big day for them.
I'm trying to see what's coming up, March and April holiday wise.
I think one of them is Ramadan. I'm not even kidding. Because at first I thought I had reservations at a hotel, but it said Ramadan.
But you know we're going to spring forward
Paige,
in
2 weeks.
If you
got that joke, you would have laughed.
Ramadan. I was busy looking at Columbus Day. It's October 13th.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was always in the spring.
That don't seem right.
I just got affected by Nelson.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, nothing in – well
– Mandela.
St. Patrick's Day doesn't count, so there's nothing in March. No. You could, you know, kind of drop in there.
St. Patrick's Day is merely just a day to drink. We're all
pretty
Irish.
That's why it brings up bad memories, too.
That's
what triggered COVID for us in 2020. We had a party. They're like, it's canceled officially. This is what's going on.
Right after the children's – hospital.
Oh man,
radiothon
changed a lot.
Yeah, what a weird, like, no, what were we talking about there? Because there was something to it, but I do want to center in on that. What were we talking? Oh, other days, other new holidays we can invent. New holidays. That's really how
and
I
where
work.
To put them.
Y'all sitting there putting crap in your phone. Not y'all, but people are like, oh, use my phone.
See, well, there's Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yeah, but those are always on Sunday. Like, I want one that we can be off of work for.
Right. Yeah. Now, what was it you just said?
Springing forward in 13 days? Sunset at 7:30?
No, it wasn't that. Damn. I stopped to write that down, and you said something really good, and then I lost that. Ugh. Hate that.
I know what it was.
It's normal, because I was thinking, I was at a thing the other day, and there was like four or five people there, and they were talking. And at one point, somebody said, what were we talking about? I was like, thank God I'm not the only one. Because when you, I mean, you're just talking. You're not like that talking necessarily with a purpose. You're just talking. Which is what we do, because it's not a program, it's a show.
Just
we
like
don't
a
program your thoughts.
It's like a throwaway conversation.
Yeah, but hopefully people like it and get into it and want to throw in their feedback. But still don't remember what it was. You said something really good. You just threw a spear.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about
which
holidays.
One's a weapon and which one's a ball. Spear and sphere.
Yeah, it was the same, right?
Yeah.
Nobody.
They made a good chili cheeseburger, Spiro's.
Nobody emphasizes the H.
Damn it. Who's hardcore listening right now and wide awake? What was it that Fat Boy said? I'll pull off a dollar bill and give it to you. I got a $2 bill, actually. I'll give you that.
I don't know if they'll know because we're so rapid fire usually, you know, just popping them off.
And it's Monday and everybody's God.
I mean, it's already 13 after, so look how quick that went by.
I know. Okay, well, so centering on the... Grandparents' Day is like on, you know, I think it was probably invented like most by Hallmark and Carlton and those.
T.C. Berry's.
It's not really like a day, you know, because grandparents are usually already off, except for us young ones.
What's this Fat Tuesday? Is
March
the 4th?
I just winked and twinkled with my eye. Oh.
But that shouldn't count.
Oh, hold on. Big Brown's what?
Oh, what ball card did he get?
No, I thought he was telling me what you said. That's why I even looked at my phone.
What'd he say?
Something about something else. Dang it, there's a third thing there.
That's made like there's a lot of balls in the air.
Turn the TV off.
Wait, hang on now.
Start looking at the weather.
I don't want to suffer. If anybody's got some Ritalin they can drop off at the station.
Yeah, you know, like, I actually looked that up.
I don't even know if you can get that anymore.
I think I'm beyond, like, the age of, you know, like, it's probably not good. It's probably, like, probably not good for your heart at this. Like, it's something you got to start early on.
For Ritalin?
I just—he's joking that my lack of
just a lot of thoughts at once.
It's a lot of thoughts. Plus, you know, like I think I'm speaking for all, it's the first conversation we've had with anyone all morning.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like when you get the work, second. There's always somebody, and we kind of get paid to do it. But there's always somebody who's talking your head off right when you first walk into work about their weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just trying to slide into it a little bit. And then you got three of us in here just...
I unfortunately got here today with two other people at the same time.
Whoa.
So there was conversations.
Did you
I had to go
together?
No.
That'd be awesome.
No. But I had to make sure I had to go through another door just so I didn't have to, you know, talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I got to go out of my way and out and not talk to you.
See, I look forward to talking... to the people that I walk in with.
Who else gets here that late?
Well, who leaves that late? Leaving at 10 o'clock.
You emailed me at 1 a.m. When do you sleep?
I was at the hospital last night.
Oh, God.
I had an emergency, but not me. It was someone else.
God. You showed up that late for somebody else.
Oh, Matt.
Do what?
It must have been like family related. Was it family related?
Shut up.
I don't want to get into it.
Don't do it. I'm sorry.
Come on, get into it.
Y'all
gotta quit bringing these nuggets up.
I thought it was odd that you emailed me.
I didn't get to the computer until really late.
Just saved by the clock.
Damn. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Actually,
it's really good news, so I'm fine.
Okay, well, then go ahead.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to apologize because I don't know who it is. And I don't know what happened. Just like your unspoken prayer request. No,
someone hurt themselves and they're okay.
God bless. One last question. On purpose?
Oh, no. Okay, good. Accident.
All right, good. The only thing I took from that is we need to come up with new holidays to invent.
No, and then it's okay.
Pull the 609 clip for my daughter. All right.
Skibbity.
And I got to Venmo Big Brown some money.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Must have won a bet.
He did, obviously. All right.
Big. I'm going to call you up, Big. I'm going to place a couple bets.
I'm going to tell you this, too. Email is catching on again. Like, there was a lull, and I blame it on social media and stuff and everybody's willingness to just throw all their stuff out. But now, like, email's picking back up again, and we've got a sack full today. But I'm going to tell you, two of them are going to rule the roost. And just, I'm saying I don't want to sit here and read it and then say a couple things and move on to the next one. Like, give it its just due.
Yeah.
Because it's superb. It's magnificent. It's wonderful.
It was
Stop
awesome.
Looking at the news.
Well, there's a flying car.
Well, yeah, see, you're doing weird. Like I am now. Like, that's why I sat like this.
I mean, look at, oh my God, that ain't real.
Please say that's not going to happen because that's annoying as hell.
The news has jumped the shark. They're testing a flying car in California, but now they have a graphic of a bunch of flying cars.
Well,
called airplanes,
people. It'd be great if you have to sit in traffic every day. I would love it.
It'd be awful. You have to get, you know, licensed by the FAA now and the
I'm scared of heights, so y'all just be opening your windows calling me a pussy because I'm still
on
the ground.
You don't have to wait 2 hours to get home. You can get home within a half an hour. It'd be perfect.
Well,
if you had like $1 million,
damn,
sure it was expensive.
Yeah, well, luckily I got it in my pocket.
Right. Oh man, dang
I'm
it.
Sorry about everything.
No, don't. No, I am apologizing to myself and others, and also
big.
All right,
that's fine.
So the mail sack. Yeah, I just had a really bad remembrance of something. So. It's nothing to do with anything in this room. It's just...
Now I want to know what it is.
No, you don't.
Well, you brought up that. She brought up the hospital. Y'all got to stop it.
No, it's nothing like bad like that. It's
I'm inquisitive.
Just a thing that you're going to be like, crap, we didn't do that Friday, did we? And be like, yeah, we didn't. So let's see if we can change the time on it. All right. Paige, what are you working on in the play? You made me say it.
Okay, this is kind of shocking, but one of Diddy's lawyers quit.
I mean...
Why? They just won one, right? All right, they got.
I guess, but I mean,
it's hush money, but I imagine. But
he's got a lot going on.
God, I know.
Would you want your career to go down like that?
Especially when he's not getting any pub. That's the only news he got was when he quit.
Yeah, you don't know which. Again, I know Rob Inario would feel different about this, but you know, OJ's situation made too many stars out of lawyers and judges and all kinds
especially
of stuff.
Especially lawyers that may or may not have been to certain islands.
They were getting makeovers and just, it was just a weird thing. It's like, I'm surprised there was no spinoff reality shows. And there may have been, I just sort of forgotten.
You know, Rob won't quit on you. He'll be there 100%.
He will fight for you in a court of law. Will that count?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
He really will.
That's great.
All right. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Gitchy.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And we begin to talk about Diddy. And he's got a civil suit and a federal sexual abuse and racketeering case that's...
It's got a bunch of them.
Yeah, so his lawyers quit, one of them did, saying that under no circumstances can he continue to represent Diddy.
Imagine being the PAs for his lawyers.
Yeah, plus
like, or just they're staying up all night long.
You know, when he got the case, he's like, "Oh, this is it. It's gonna be my career. It's gonna make it.
This is gonna be my Christopher Darden moment."
And then he don't even think about
The other one.
He don't even think about like, you know, I can't get him off from all this. It's a lot. But my name's going to be out there.
That's but your name's going to be out there as someone, you know, just peering into the future that maybe he loses all of them. Mm-hmm. Then, even though your name's been out there, you're known for not winning cases.
Yeah, that's the back.
But a big dog mogul thought a lot of you and hired you, so that was kind of a...
But the lawyer that got Casey Anthony not guilty, I think, like, you don't really hear anything from him anymore.
No.
And he was big. Like, he tried to avoid it.
So this
motion, Rob won't avoid you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This motion was filed Friday in the New York federal court, and Anthony Rico, he decided to call it quits, and he notified the judge of his intent to withdraw from the case, and it followed discussions with Combs' lead counsel, Mark Agnifilo.
Oh, so he's not even in
the league. Helifino.
He's just on the team. What if he got a public defender? Like, I ain't doing this. I ain't defending Diddy. He's guilty as hell. He bought all the baby oil.
But what was the decision? He declined to offer specific details that led to this decision to file to quit. Hmm. He cited attorney-client privilege in the filing.
God. See, now I see where the white women get it from, where the intrigue and the, but it's usually like murder stuff. This obviously could be way worse. I mean, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Diddy evidently is very difficult to deal with on a personal level.
But also the point that, when someone's going down, likely are they to hold everything in and just take it? You know, meaning like he's going to start dropping some names.
Oh, yeah.
So those people that are worried could have possibly gotten to that guy and said, hey, you want to retire early?
The focus here lately has been on Justin Bieber, how he's acting, how he's looking.
Yeah.
Will he, be subpoenaed to testify?
And see, that brings up this. Like, what if he's went through, and we're all just pontificating. We don't know that any of this happened. And that's not to not be liable, but it's just because we really don't. But let's say he went through years of therapy, medication, whatever it was, and that got him to feel whole again. Justin Bieber, whatever this could have been.
Yep.
But then this brings it all back up again.
Yeah, it ignites the fire.
Even though he's gotten past it maybe emotionally, if this were a thing, then because of that, it gets brought up in, all the old videos. And
it's just... Yeah, luckily he wouldn't have to work again, so he wouldn't have to come back and focus on having a career.
Yeah, but it's not that. A lot of times the career would be what's the word I'm looking for here? The thing that would take your mind away from, the crap you're dealing with emotionally.
Yeah.
A distraction, I guess you'd say.
But he wouldn't have to be, focused on being in the public eye. Remember, he sold his catalog for tons of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, luckily, he sold it when he was an adult, so his parents didn't have to watch the money for him.
No kidding.
His dad would have bought a bunch of skateboards, I imagine.
Like, don't you, looking back, like, don't you think the majority of Hollywood parents were bad? Just the things that trickle out.
I would think put your child
through the Different Strokes documentary.
Through that kind of stress of being on set, auditioning, I wouldn't do that to a normal child, because when are you going to be young and enjoy life?
Well, not just that, though, but the family members become kind of celeb types themselves, and they get used to this certain kind of lifestyle, and when that kid hits a certain age and isn't that cute.
Is it making the money? And
yeah, it's
cute,
like Shirley Temple's mama. I bet she was a bitch. Just because, I'm Shirley Temple's mom. And then Shirley Temple, went through puberty.
And get that awkward, thick stage, yeah.
And then, Shirley Temple mama's like, yeah, y'all named your drink after my daughter, but you won't let me in your bar now. Okay.
I remember Danny McBride talking about this when we interviewed him for, like, the first season of Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Remember the little kids who just flipped off the camera, the whole team?
Yeah.
And we were like, man, how did you find kids to, like, do that? Their parents are cool with it? And he's like, you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
When you throw some money at these people.
Yeah. But which is odd.
So back to the story about Diddy and the
very
legal
odd
team. He's only one lawyer in a larger team that are representing him with the whole accusations of rape and sex trafficking. So there's a whole defense team out there. He's just one cog in the wheel.
I think I'm wondering what everyone's wondering. Has Reverend Al Sharpton had anything to say about all this?
He's busy at the SNL 50 for some reason. He was a guest.
Yeah, I would love to hear him. I like to hear him talk in general, but I would like to hear...
Hubris!
Kardashian!
Why was Traffic Problems email sent?
God, that's
why did they cancel his show?
Say it again. That's exactly what he said, though.
Why was Traffic Problems email sent?
He was reading notes on the teleprompter they had put in there. He read them as, like, read this.
I got to find that again. That compilation was great.
Yeah, it was good. He's good. He's a man of the cloth.
Well, you did mention something about Justin Bieber, and people are starting to worry about Bieber. And it's not so much anything that he's saying. It's just the way he's looking. He looks thin.
He looks like hell. You can't recognize
him. He's always
him.
Wearing sunglasses that are really wide. People say he's got this exaggerated grin on his face.
I don't care about seeing his wife. You know, his wife's so like, I don't care.
He also...
Wow, she's beautiful.
Yeah, but she's always like, it don't matter. Like, you know, like, here's Bieber's wife. Like, okay.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
He also keeps shifting what? His weight from one foot to another like he's fidgeting.
He looked real jaunt to me, like his face, like it was...
I got to Google that. Where do you see this at? Just popping up on Sesha?
Yeah, recently he was out. Like, he's been out and about, but he's a little extra weird now as far as, like, people go. And like.
Yeah, but didn't he have some kind of
mysterious
illness?
He had a palsy, I think.
Yeah, it caused... Oh, goodness.
Might have been Bell's palsy.
Oh, goodness.
So a so-called source says Haley is deeply concerned for Justin, who doesn't seem to care about his own well-being anymore, and he's lost his motivation for making music.
This is sad to say, but it feels like there's some stuff that's going to come out when this trial goes that he'll feel embarrassed by. He shouldn't, because, you know, he arguably taken advantage of, depending on what comes out and who you believe. But, like, it's going to be a rough few months.
Yeah. God, man, I don't usually, like, look up stuff like this or see it, but my God, man, like, if I didn't know any of the allegation stuff or whatever, and for those of you who don't know, it's not allegations against him, as Fatboy was just saying there, and I think most of you do have a kind of a handle on what we're referring to here, but if I didn't know all that, I would just look at that and I'd be like, heroin.
Something
and he looks like a Hollywood type that was getting ready to go to that club, you know, Vampire, was that what it was called?
I mean,
what was it called? Club Vampire, what was it called?
Don't know.
That one club where a lot of people were ODing.
Oh, what is it? They just had the documentary on it.
Yeah, I know.
It was a good one, too.
What was that club, Paige? You're a Californian.
Oh, gosh.
Club Vampire Room. Yeah, Vampire Room. Just Vampire Room, not club. Vampire Room.
I think that's it, yeah.
No, no thinking to it, pal. I'm going to Google it and make sure, though.
You have to...
It just looks like that's
three
the...
Three things.
That's the... Yeah, that's what it was. Sunset Strip.
It's awful.
Look,
he had to grow up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been easy, you know? But now he's just...
Oh, it's a weird thing, awful. Though. Like, I mean, he's not fit, though. I mean, he's just gaunt, I think one of you said the word. And he's wearing, like, he always wore real baggy clothes. What's with the exaggerated big shoes now?
Ask Debo. He started wearing them.
There's two different pictures of him, and he's wearing these, like, it looks like Mickey Mouse's shoes, but they're, like, obviously tensile. Like, the way Ludacris was wearing the big hats.
Are you talking about the Viper Room?
No, that's it, Viper Room.
That's exactly what I said.
No, you said vampire. Did you say vampire?
I said viper. Oh, okay. I said vampire the first time, and then I changed it to viper.
Because I was trying to think, where did River Phoenix pass out or die? And that's where.
I think it was the Golden Corral.
Courtney Love almost died there. Yeah. She OD'd in the back on the toilet.
Had a kid first, though.
Not in the same night.
No.
Sorry.
No, you're right. I mean, we were all right there. Except Fatboy, he's dumb.
I was born in the vampire room bathroom.
No, vampire room. It was
I know somebody who was born in the bathroom of the Plank House Brewery years and years ago.
That's kind
of
cool.
So,
if you're going to have a baby, you know.
Are you serious?
That was your old bio.
Oh. Lord, you.
From years and years ago.
You're like a human wayback machine.
I used to be a mark. My plan was to infiltrate and kill all of you, but I didn't.
Well, you're down to two.
I was going to be your Mark David Chapman.
You need to shut up.
All right, well, I'm patient. Those are your eyes, guys.
Giving my plans away.
This is getting creepy. Very creepy.
Oh, Lord. Very creepy. Fatboy, what is going on in sports?
I hate doing this because...
Sports?
Well, not all that, but like when you got to embarrass somebody. But I'm not breaking it. Like, it's already been broke. So we'll talk about the Steve Smith controversy
Uh-oh.
Coming up.
Oh, Oh, I don't know that either.
I'm
not playing foolish.
It's tabloid-esque, but I mean, it's a huge story too. At the same.
Well, hand, I didn't know about Wimby the other day. That was a full day out.
Deep vein thrombosis. He's only 19, 20.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's like done for though.
Like Chris Bosch couldn't come back from it. So you hope they can manage it. And he's got age on his side, but he's tall as piss too. So
you know what?
Well, this is what his card says. 19 or 20.
God bless. And he's French, and they usually have pretty good DNA. I mean, they live to be really old. Unless you're Andre the Giant.
Diet real specific. Just don't know how you develop a clot. Yeah. He's got deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah. Wow, man. Okay. I've seen a lot of commercials about that. We'll talk about not that and other things next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, pretty recent, 2013. Probably as recent as far as we like to go back. Danica Patrick became the first female to start from the pole position and also had the best finish by a female at the Daytona 500 with eighth place.
Does she still race? Like, I don't know
don't
what her... Because I know they still put cards out of her, and which I think is like... I'm just being honest. Like, would you be doing that if she wasn't such a high-profile female driver? Because I don't think she's really...
Do they do with any driver?
Well, they still make drivers. They still make cards of like Petty and stuff. So that's a good point. Why but not? I'm just saying because it's her. You know.
Yeah, I don't think she races anymore.
Like Haley Deegan, I don't know what series she's in. They still make cards of her too. She's real pretty. I follow her on Snapchat.
I know she lost a ride last year, right, Haley Deegan?
Yeah, and then she went truck, and then I don't think she's doing that either. Maybe she racing fishing boats. It says here.
Frankie Muniz is racing
That'd
trucks.
Be fun.
Yeah, we're racing fishing boats.
You know, it's funny you mentioned boat racing because. That's the next big thing coming up. LeBron James bought a team. Tom Brady bought a team. It was motorboat racing league.
Imagine it's fun.
It ain't going to be as good as NASCAR. Christopher Bell won the race yesterday. I picked him a week too early. My pool, you can only use one driver once per season. I picked him to win the 500 until Cole Custer tried to kill him.
Oh.
But he won yesterday. I'm like, oh. You know who I picked yesterday?
What?
Freaking Suarez, as Dale Jr. likes to say his name.
Suarez. Sure is.
He was awful. That's one of his good tracks. He was awful the whole race. Anyway.
I saw Jesse James Dupree there. I mean, hey, I didn't go, but I saw him there via the Instagram.
He was hanging out with Billy Gibbons, I imagine.
was he there?
Yeah, he was the grand marshal.
I didn't watch the race. I watched Jug's race Saturday. I didn't watch one yesterday.
Let me get in there and say start the engine. Look, Jug, man, finishing 11th.
I know, that's man. Big. Like, that was – how the anxiety of seeing – and you're going that fast, but seeing 5 to 6 cars hitting each other in front of you. And you can't slow down. I mean, you can, but you don't want to.
No, you
want to
beat them.
That's what he is excellent at, is dodging. Like, if they could put, like, an obstacle course. Like, if Mario Kart was real, Jug would be the grand champion. I'm serious.
You got to take your opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. You know, he was...
He'd be Koopa Troop.
He's 7th in points, Jug.
I know. Oh, you sent that in the text. That was the first time he'd saw it. Yep. That was great.
Well,
was that a picture of your TV?
it was. I wasn't going to get up.
I got to ask him where he keeps his phone during the race, because within 30 minutes of him pitting, he was texting us. I'm like, who holds his phone for him? Does he hide it somewhere on the track?
I feel like old Taylor Gray needs to calm down talking about, I don't know if 51 was paying attention or not. But, well, guess what, buddy? Why don't you relax? Why don't you pay attention? Quit being like, you know, Josevar and Cole Custer and trying to drive all over the track, throwing people around. There's some decorum to what you do.
You know, he listens to the show
Ty Gibbs,
sometimes.
Too. Ty Gibbs, what the hell are you doing trying to wedge in between everybody?
He's just trying to win.
You need to relax.
I'd tell you who got screwed over in that race was, and I call him Ark.
Oh, Amarillo?
Yeah. Ark Amarillo. He really got BF'd on that damn race. He was second in that last caution. No, he just let two people just gear up right behind. I'm like, good Lord, dude.
Come
on, Ark.
Yeah.
Ark, if you listen.
Get in the game, Ark.
So the you don't know about the whole Steve Smith situation?
I really don't.
The timeline here is a little fuzzy.
I didn't feel so hot yesterday, man. I didn't know if I was going to come to work today or not.
What happened?
I was hungover. I don't know what.
You go hard in the paint. Probably got that new strain of COVID they discovered in China.
Probably so. I'll probably get it Thursday.
Why said he was patient zero. It is. Thursday looks awful, by the way, weather-wise. Just so you know. Heard it here first. Steve Smith had a dalliance, if you will, with a member of the Marching Ravens, because the Ravens have a marching band, one of the few teams that do. And it is a female. She is married. This happened between 2014 and 2016. Well, the husband somehow got a hold of her phone and her text thread. And
oh, Lord. How'd he do it?
There's a lot of filthy message. I mean, like, really filthy stuff in there.
Can you say any of it?
Can't say any of it. Too many fluids to try to evade.
How long has he been gone from Carolina?
Long time. He played his last 2 years as a Raven. He's been retired for a little bit. But the husband evidently called him and leaked that conversation.
How does he tape it?
I guess he just taped it on his phone.
How?
I don't know.
I've tried to prank call my mom. And I can't. I hit recorder on there, and then I'll put it on speaker, and it's like, it won't do it. It says, hey, it's illegal.
Can't do it.
It's like, how do you prank call people anymore if you don't have a home phone and a computer to record it on?
But we out of here. You showed me the thing how to make GIFs. They all suck. They're not good.
The
quality sucks.
Yeah, whatever that's called.
Come on, Apple.
What's it called? Frame rate? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
It's like on porn. Like, you don't want to get like a 330. You want to get like a 1080.
And you want to start at the end.
No.
Work your way back.
You're like Asian people. They read magazines from back to front. That's no joke.
That's how you wipe.
They really do. Okay. You wipe from back to front. All right. Okay. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.